Hello there, and welcome to episode number one of the Dow of Tech podcast. I'm going to be your host. My name is Mark Prestash. The Dow of Tech is going to be your weekly dose in the way of technology. Episodes will be featuring the weekly geeky goings-on of me, your host. Shows will generally focus on a couple of tech topics a week. They may include such things as podcasts, software, hardware, upgrades, and any other thing that I am doing to, for, or with my computer that involves fun, geeky-type stuff. A little bit of housekeeping real quick. I've actually already posted episode number one of the Dow of Tech podcast, and it's out there on iTunes, and I believe in the Zune Marketplace as well, and some other places as well. However, some people have let me know that the audio just fades out of the episode around the 22-minute mark, so I'm actually re-recording episode number one, and we'll be reposting it. I lost the script that I had written as well for episode number one, so if you listen to the original one and listen to this one, this will be somewhat different than that original version, but I think it will be better because this episode will have the benefit of a new script, which I think is better than the original. Plus, I've also recorded three or four other podcasts that have not dropped yet, so I do have a little more experience in using the audio software and recording the podcast, so I think this will actually be a better podcast the second time around than the first time. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, one last quick thing. You may be wondering, what is the Dow? Which is spelled T-A-O, but spelled like D-O-W, as in like the Dow Jones or something along those lines. The common translation of the Dow can be said, there are several things it is translated as. It can be the road, the path, the way, the means, or the doctrine. Essentially, the Dow and or Taoism is a Chinese philosophy written by Lao Tzu sometime between 570 and 490 BC. The Tao were his thoughts on ways to live life and how to be peaceful and how to be happy, and I'm sort of applying that idea to technology because my computer is my hobby, and that's sort of what keeps me sane and keeps me happy and keeps me going. So I'm sort of applying, you know, sort of the old school philosophy to the new modern technology. So now that we've sort of gotten out who I am and what the show is going to be about and what the Dow is, let's get into episode number one. Episode number one is a podcast about podcasts. And the reason why I wanted my first podcast to be about podcasts that I listen to is because these are the shows that I've been listening to in some cases for 2, 3, 4 years, and these are the things that have inspired me to start my own podcast because I enjoy them so much and I enjoy the medium so much. I really want to be a part of the podcasting community. I currently subscribe to, I think it's 21 or 22 podcasts, and I'm going to be discussing many of them in length, but I'm not going to be discussing all 21. I think that will just be way too many to talk about, and you guys would probably get bored to death about halfway through. So I think we're maybe talk about 9 or 10 altogether. They're really the ones I've listened to for the longest amount of time that have really inspired me and really motivated me to do this. And I'm really breaking them up into three categories. The first one is technology. The second one is audiobooks, and the third one is everything else. So everything else really is sort of a catch-all for anything that doesn't really fit into the tech or audiobook category. So let's get into it. So the first tech podcast that I want to talk about is Buzz Out Loud. And Buzz Out Loud is CNET's podcast of indeterminate length. It is hosted by Tom Merritt, Molly Wood, and producer extraordinaire Jason Howell. Buzz Out Loud is a daily tech podcast where they really discuss the daily news of the tech industry, whether it's mergers, acquisitions, or who got fired, or the new products, new releases. This is probably my favorite podcast. I've been listening to it for probably 3 years now, maybe even a little bit longer. I love the show because Tom, Molly, and Jason, they have a wonderful, wonderful chemistry together. They really play off each other very, very well. I think the show is a really fun mix of pure technology stories. There's some science in there. There's a lot of geeky humor, a lot of humor in general, a lot of puns being thrown around, double entendres. And at the same time, you know, the hosts really mix in their opinions of the stories that they're discussing on the show. And, you know, the show is not a straight news show. It is really an opinion show about the tech news, because the hosts definitely have their own opinions of what's going on, and they don't shy away from telling you what they think, which is part of the reason why I love the show. I really love Molly Wood on the show. She, I think, probably most closely verbalizes the thoughts I have about a lot of tech topics. She's not really, doesn't like AT&T, and she really kind of rails out against them, and she's just so well-spoken and very articulate. I think she sees things very clearly, and she calls a spade when she sees it, and I really like that quite a bit. The other thing I like about Buzz It Loud is that it's a daily podcast. It's 5 days a week. Shows usually run 30 to 45 minutes, so it's perfect for me and my morning commute. My morning commute is about 40 minutes, so that's usually what I listen to in the car going to work Monday through Friday. It's just one of those things where some people wake up with Good Morning America or some other morning show. I wake up with and get to work with Buzz Out Loud. That's what I do. If you're interested in Buzz Out Loud, check out bol.cnet.com. That's their homepage for the podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, probably in the Zune Market Store as well. You can follow them. I mean, and the nice thing, too, about people on Buzz Out Loud, pretty much everyone I'm going to be talking about in this podcast, they're all on Twitter, too. And I'm a huge fan of Twitter. I love to go there and check out what's going on and talking to these people. So besides giving out all of the URLs, all these websites and these podcasts, I'm going to be giving out the Twitter handles for all these people too. So Tom Merritt is one of the hosts. He's at Ace Detect, ACEDTECT, on Twitter. Molly Wood is at Molly Wood, MollyWood. And Jason Howell, the producer, is at Raygun01, RayGun01. All three people are fairly active on Twitter, posting personal as well as you know, tech stories and opinions and whatever else. So definitely, hands down, my favorite podcast out of all these is Buzz Out Loud, because they've been there for me for so long. I can't imagine them not being a part of my daily routine. They're just so ingrained into my routine that it feels odd when I don't have an episode to listen to in the morning. It almost feels kind of wrong. And now, Buzz Out Loud, it's an audio podcast. You can also watch them live on their as they're doing the show. I don't know 100% if there's a video version of the show. I listen to it in the car, so it doesn't really matter to me whether or not there's a video version. I think there is, but go to the website bol.cnet.com and check it out and see if you're interested. In a video version, if there is one, and definitely enjoy that one. The next podcast that I watch, this one's actually a video podcast, is Dignation, and this is a show hosted by Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht. And Kevin and Alex were both former Tech TV alums. Kevin, at one time, was the sort of, I don't want to say a sidekick, but he, you know, Leah Laporte and Patrick Norton were hosting The Screensavers, one of my all-time favorite TV shows, and Kevin, I think, was called the Dark Tipper or something along the Dark Hacker. You know, Kevin really went into the geeky stuff on the show, and when Tech TV got bought up by Comcast, it eventually went into the shitter. You know, Kevin and Alex were at that point in time hosting the Screensavers, and they left. And Kevin, along with Jay Adelson, formed Revision 3 and Dig.com. That's what Kevin and Alex discuss, is they discuss their favorite stories on Dig.com. Now obviously, Kevin Rose was the inventor, the creator, however you want to think about it, of Dig.com, and Kevin and Alex, they discuss their favorite stories from Dig, and it's a video podcast, which is sort of unique for me, so I like having a little video here and there for the times where I want to watch something. They will quite often get drunk as skunks as they're reading the stories and going through the stuff, and I think half the fun in watching the show is sort of watching them get a little shit-faced while they're doing the stories, and the sort of the hilarity that ensues as they get more and more drunk during the show. I like going to Dig. I like the stories that are there. So I usually like the stories that they discuss on the show. Kevin Rose is also a huge fan of teas in general, which I am as well. So I like the whole drinking tea thing that's going on there. Plus, I guess that Kevin Rose is a pretty pimp. He just seems like a really cool guy, kind of person you just, sit back and drink a beer with and shoot the shit about tech and stuff and whatever, girls and cars and whatever else. And same thing with Alex Albrecht. He was actually the Dude You're Getting Adele guy, if you remember those commercials from way back when. And the two of them, they just, again, they have a wonderful chemistry. You can tell that they're friends with each other. They really, really like what they're doing. They're laughing. They're having a good time doing it. And it's sort of a making of the sausage kind of show where, they don't shy away from talking with the camera guy or other guests that maybe happen to be, in the area where they're shooting that particular episode. So, you sort of see a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that some other shows wouldn't necessarily want to show you due to production values or whatever you want to call it. If you want to check out Dig Nation, you can go to http://revision3.com/dignation, D-I-G-G-N-A-T-I-O-N, and check out episodes of the show there. You can subscribe on iTunes, and I'm sure the Zune Marketplace as well. Kevin Rose, if you want to follow him or check him out on Twitter, is at Kevin Rose, K-E-V-I-N-R-O-S-E. And Alex Albrecht is also on Twitter, and he is Alex at Alex Albrecht, A-L-E-X-A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. And again, the same thing, they personal stuff, tech stuff, goofy stuff, fun to follow on Twitter. The next podcast that I've gotten into more recently, but I really enjoy it for what it is, and that is The Real Deal, another CNET podcast. And this one is hosted by Tom Merritt from Buzz Out Loud and Rafe Needleman. And they discuss just one tech topic a week in detail. And the topics may include, VoIP, netbooks, notebooks. They did a show on, what is 3G versus 4G. Maybe on smartphones. They did a show on applications. And, they go into, the topic, and they do a pretty good job, I think, of covering whatever the topic is in, 15 to 20 minutes. They don't go into super, super, super detail, but they go into enough where, if you didn't really know a lot about that topic and you listen to the show, you probably know way more about it than you did going into the show, which is always a good way to learn about things. And then they all will often as well answer questions. So they will answer live questions via phone or Skype, and they'll also answer email questions as well. So, if you don't like the topic they're discussing, it can be uninteresting, I suppose, at best. At worst, it could be just an awful listen to because you just don't care. But I generally like all the topics that they discuss, and even if I'm not that interested, I usually stick around for the second half of the show where they answer the questions because, it's good to... I always like a little good tech Q&A. How do I do this? How do I fix that? What does this mean? Where do I go? Kind of stuff. It I always think to myself, I never know when I'm going to want and or need that kind of information, whether it's for me personally or if it's for someone else asking me a question about something. It's good to have that answer in the back of your head. You know, you may not remember it right off the bat, but you're like, I think I know where I can look to find out the answer for you, and you know where to go to. So if you're interested in the real deal, you can go to www.cnet.com/real-deal-podcast. I already gave out Tom Merritt's Twitter handle. Rafe Needleman is at Rafe, R-A-F-E, on Twitter. And I like following Rafe a lot. He's sort of, Tom is very smart, kind of geeky, punny kind of guy. Rafe is more of a, I don't want to say a curmudgeon, but he's more of the sarcastic-y kind of tech journalist where he's kind of, you know, he really sort of puts a stamp on the show with sort of that more smarmy, sort of cloudy sort of angle to things. Now, the next set, it's going to be a set because it's more than one. The next set of podcasts that I want to talk about in the technology sector are shows that are produced by Leo Laporte and his Twit Network, DWIT, for This Week in Tech. And Leo, originally, I started to follow Leo again from Tech TV back in the days before it was G4 and it got ruined by freaking Comcast, thank you very much. And I've really been following Leo ever since Tech TV. And my God, Leo hosts, I can't even count how many podcasts on his network. He has got shows, let's see here. He's got This Week in Tech, This Week in Google, Windows Weekly, Mac Break Weekly, The Tech Guy, Security Show, Net at Night, Not Safe for Work, The Home Theater Geeks, This Week in Computer Hardware. He's got a science show with Dr. Kiki. He does an open source show. He does This Week in Law. He does a radio show as well, a syndicated radio show. So Leo does a lot of stuff. I don't listen to all of the shows because, quite frankly, there are just way too many shows to listen to. I just don't have enough time to just focus on Leo stuff, although the idea is tempting. But the shows that I really like to listen to from Leo, most notably This Week in Tech. And This Week in Tech is a once-a-week show on Sundays where Leo and a bunch of his friends, you know, they're either in a studio or they call on via Skype or whatever, and they just basically talk about the tech topics of the week. And the shows can last an hour, they can last 2 hours. They've actually pushed 2.5 at times, depending on the guests and the topics and everything else that's going on that particular week. I mean, the show, again, it's not a news show as much as it's a show with news and lots of opinions about that news and analysis and ideas and things that it's a place where the guests can go into greater detail about these topics and really get their opinions out there. And there's quite often a really good back and forth between the personalities. I mean, there are some regular guests. John C. Dvorak is a regular guest on the show. But Patrick Norton, Jason Calacanis is on. I'm trying to think of some other people. There's, you know, a lot of reporters, bloggers, you know, journalists. You know, they come on the show and they talk about the tech news of the week and give their opinions on it. It's a really very long form show, but very fun to listen to. I also quite enjoy This Week in Windows with Paul Thurrott. And as the name implies, it's a weekly podcast about all things Windows. It could be Xbox, the Zune, Windows Home Server, the new Windows Phone 7 or Mobile 7 or whatever the new Windows 7 phone is being called these days. So really all things Microsoft. And I like it because, well, quite frankly, I'm a Microsoft kind of guy. I ran XP for years. I'm running Windows 7 now. So I like to have an idea of what's going on in the Windows world. I think Paul Thurrott is a phenomenally intelligent individual, if not somewhat dry. is still interesting to listen to. They answer reader questions. They do, a couple software recommendations a week. Generally, they're free or very low cost. So, it's really all things Windows. And again, like I said, I'm a Windows kind of guy, so I like to find out what's going on in the world of Windows. I've also recently started to listen to This Week in Google and This Week in Computer Hardware. As the names imply, what they are about. This Week in Google is Leo, Gina Trapani, and a couple of other people, I think from Lifehacker, discussing, the goings-on of Google and new products, things they're doing, lawsuits they may be involved in. Again, it's a fun listen to. If you like Google's type stuff, like I do, I use a lot of Google products, so I'm always kind of curious to know what's going on with the boys at Google and what they're doing. And This Week in Computer Hardware, again, the name probably says it all. It's a show that discusses new computer hardware, whether it's CPUs, GPUs. They may be talking about a hexa-core processor, tri-SLI 1 week, how to hook up 6 monitors to a GPU. I haven't been listening to This Week in Computer Hardware for all that long, so I don't know if it will stay in my rotation, but from what I've heard so far, I really have enjoyed listening to it. I would give that one a shot if you're like me. I like to tinker with my PC. I'm always adding a hard drive or a new GPU or some media card reader or a new fan or an LED or something in there. So I like to listen to the show to just come up with new ideas and new ways for new hardware I could be trying out and using out in my PC. Now, Leo can be found at http://twit.tv. Leo Laporte is at Leo on Twitter. I'm not sure if he's at Leo or if he's at Leo Laporte. I cannot remember. Hold on one second here. Let's see if I can find any tweets from Leo. No, I don't see anything here recently. You can search for Leo Laporte on Twitter, and you should find him pretty quickly. I can't remember whether he's... I think he's Leo Laporte, L-E-O-L-A-P-O-R-T-E. And then Paul Thurrott is at Paul, P-A-U-L-T-H-U-R-R-O-T-T. And again, the reason why I give up Paul's Twitter handle is because, Leo and Paul are really my two favorite people on the Twit network. So that's why I'm giving out those people's Twitter handles. And again, you can find all of Leo's shows, again, at twit.tv. All right, well, that pretty much does it for the tech podcasts I want to talk about. The next set of podcasts are audiobook podcasts. And I discovered the joy that is the audiobook podcast maybe a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. I was watching Martin Sargent's now-canceled Revision 3 show, which, for the life of me, I cannot remember what it was called. But Martin was interviewing an author whose name was Scott Sigler, and Scott was talking about his book that he was... He was writing a book, but he was also podcasting weekly, two or three chapters from the book each week. And the book sounded kind of cool. It was a science fiction-y type of book. I said, I gotta remember that guy's name. So I jumped on iTunes and I searched for Scott Sigler, and sure enough, I found the book I was looking for, which is called Infected. I downloaded the book, downloaded 3 or 4 episodes. I just figured I'll give it a shot, and my God, I got hooked on this guy so fucking fast, my head spun. Scott Sigler does science fiction and horror podcasts for the most part. I have listened to, I think, all of his books except for 3, as far as I'm aware of. 2 by choice, 1 not by choice. We'll get into that in a second. And what Scott does is, again, he publishes these books. They are up for sale on Amazon. You can look for Scott Sigler on Amazon.com and you will find books of his that you can buy. But along with selling the books online and at his website, he also does a podcast of the book, which is sponsored. So, you hear an ad in the beginning, I think you hear an ad in the end of the show or whatever. But you get 25, 30 minutes of pure sci-fi horror audiobook. And it's, this stuff is just good. I have listened to books by him. I'm trying to see here. I've read Earth Core, which is a story about a mining company that discovers a humongous platinum deposit that turns out to be an alien spaceship, and the aliens, they still be alive. And it's the story of the people that figure this out and how they, what they do once they meet the aliens. I read, or you know, I call it reading, but I guess I listened to the books Infected and Contagious, which are, I guess the best way to explain it is it's sort of like aliens that are, they're spreading something over the Earth, and it, I guess it's alien seeds, and the alien, you know, the seeds land on human beings, and they start to grow inside you, and it's sort of like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers, except for the person isn't replaced. It's sort of Invasion of the Body Snatchers meets Aliens, I guess, if you catch my drift as to what happens here. Contagious was the book that I had heard about on Martin Sargent's show, and it was Infected that I heard on Martin Sargent's show. And I listened to Infected, and I was like, oh my god, I need to get more. And I just kept on listening, and A, the stories are just really, really good. They're very compelling, they're very scientific and plausible. Scott does a pretty good job of talking with actual scientists about the topics he's discussing, so as he's writing the book, they may not be 100% accurate or feasible, but for the most part, the science is pretty sound in the books. You know, they could happen for the most part. So that's part of the reason why I like his writing. And then there's Contagious, which is the sequel to Infected. So a lot of the characters from Infected return in Contagious, and the story from Infected continues into a new book, you know, a new story arc. Very interesting, very, again, very compelling. Just, you know, it's one of those things where I'm on the edge of my seat, and I know that the show is gonna end on this awful cliffhanger. You're like, no, I can't wait another week. And that's really, really what it comes down to is with his stuff. I feel like you cannot wait for the next episode to drop to find out what happens next. I also read another one of his books, Nocturnal. Interesting, sort of. Trying to think of the best way to explain it. It's sort of like a Morlocks kind of creatures living under the sewers that have powers that are being fought against by sort of an anti-hero, which is interesting story. I mean, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Much more, I shouldn't say more gory, but a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of killing, a lot of dismemberment, just bowling and things like that. But Scott, again, just really, really good stuff. And there's a lot of completely finished books that he's got up on iTunes on his website that you can download every single episode if you like it and get the entire story and get it now. Now, the only books I haven't read of his are The Rookie and now The Starter, because it's like a space football book. I don't particularly care for football, so I don't know if I really want to deal with the football stuff to get to sort of the space opera type stuff that goes along with it. And the only other book I haven't listened to that I'm aware of right now is called Ancestor, and the other reason why I haven't listened to it is because Scott pulled the feed. Scott is rewriting and re-editing the book, and because he was doing that, he wanted to pull the podcast because he made significant changes in the story, and he didn't want the podcast out there and then have the book come out and be confusing and have them not match up. So, unfortunately, I downloaded Nocturnal and Ancestor at the same time, and I just happened to get into Nocturnal quicker than Ancestor, and by the time I went But by the time I realized, you know, I've listened to 3 or 4 books by this guy now, and I really like his stuff, I want to get the rest of Ancestor, he already pulled it off the website, so I couldn't get it. So that's the only reason why I have not listened to Ancestor. But it is coming back. He is republishing the book. It's coming out in summer of 2010, so I'm hoping that there will be a new podcast to go along with the book. I plan on buying the book from Amazon and then listening to the podcast, because I want to support him as an author. At the same time, I love the way he tells the stories. So, you know, I want to support him financially by buying the book and then enjoy the podcast medium that I love so much with him doing the story. You can, if you're interested in Scott Sigler, you can go to www.scottsigler.com. And check out his stuff there. You can also follow Scott on Twitter. It's at Scott Sigler, so at @ScottSigler. And check him out there as well. I think you'll like the stuff that he's doing. The next audio book, or it's not even an audio book, gosh, it's just an audio podcast, or an audio story, I guess is the best way to put it. It's called Age of the Zombies. This is by Necropolis Studios Productions, and they are at www.necropolisstudioprod.com. And this is sort of going into a different realm of audio storytelling. Actually, the next 3 or 4, maybe 5 podcasts, they all sort of fit into this new... It's a new category in podcasting, but it's an old idea. All the following podcasts that I'm going to be talking about in the rest of the audio book section of the show, they all harken back to the serialized radio dramas of the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. So there's a cast of characters, there's sound effects, you know, whether it's gunshots, fires, footsteps, you know, zombie hordes making noises, kind of noises, you know, they're all in there, and that's what I think I love about the following podcasts. Now, Age of the Zombies is about a group of survivors living in a prison that it was an unfinished prison that they took over as the zombie apocalypse rose. And it's the story of them surviving, trying to find other survivors, and, you know, generally the goings-on of the characters in the story. There aren't that many episodes of Age of the Zombies. I want to say, let's see here, there are 5 episodes total. Some of them are long, some of them are you know, 30, 40 minutes. Some of them are rather short. The last episode was only 21 minutes, so it's one of those things where you're not always 100% sure what you're going to get as far as length goes, but the story itself was always very compelling, I think. I like the effects, I like where the story goes. It's one of those stories where, sure, it's about a zombie apocalypse, but a lot of the story centers more along how mean people can be to people, never mind what the zombies do to people if they get caught. Now, speaking of zombies, you can actually follow Age of the Zombies on Twitter at @AgeOfTheZombies on Twitter, or check them out again at necropolisstudioprod.com. Again, speaking of zombies, the next audio book that I have been listening to is called Dead Mech by Jake Bible. And he is at Jake Bible, JakeBible, on Twitter. And his website is, let's see, it is JakeBible.com. And I listened to, I think, 2 or 3, possibly 4 zombie stories, because I just love me some fucking zombies. So Dead Mech is the story of, it's a zombie apocalypse story, but this one is set in the future. I think part of the hook for me is that the main characters in the story are pilots of mechs, you know, giant robots. And they got fucking 50 caliber, you know, machine guns and plasma rifles, and they're mowing down the zombies. I mean, just you know, thousands of rounds being expended, you know, massacring the undead hordes. So we'll discuss this probably in future podcasts, but I love me some giant fucking robots. Giant robots with big guns and missiles and cannons, and just love it to death. So I like the mecha angle of it. I dig zombies, so yeah, combine giant fucking robots with zombies, and I am just so there. And the other hook about Dead Mech that's interesting is that the author is writing it, he says, it's the world's first drabble novel. And I had no idea what a drabble was, and I had to go to Urban Dictionary to figure out what the heck it was. And a drabble is a piece of writing that is no more or no less than 100 words. Not characters, but 100 words. So every 100 words into the story, the author will change scene. So it'll go from person A, 100 words, to person Q, back to person P, and it kind of goes all over the place. And at first I didn't think it would work out very well, because it just seemed like 100 words does not seem like enough to really convey anything of any real importance or any real meaning before you have to change your topic. But that it was so untrue. Because he is limited by the word count, the tension builds so fast in these episodes. By the end of it, your heart is beating a mile a minute. You're like, oh my god, like, it just, because it's so rapid fire, but it changes. So you may go from a scene where the hero is cornered by 25 zombies, and it's like, what's he going to do? And then, boom, you're cutting back to another scene somewhere else where someone else is doing something, being a part of their storyline. And then you jump back to your main character, then you jump back to someone else again. And because it's not that one long sort of page turn, page turn, page turn kind of story, where the story sort of flows progressively like that, because it sort of jumps back and forth, it just builds up this tension where you're so afraid that the podcast is going to end because you just, and there's just obviously a time constraint, but you just don't, you know, you're just so afraid it's going to end and you're not going to get a resolution to this storyline. You're like, oh my god, what's going to happen next? You're like, you just, you know, you kind of get nuts about it, you know, and the tension really is, it's there, and I'm hooked. I really enjoy Jake Bible's stuff. I really enjoy talking to him on Twitter. We kind of go back and forth on a fairly regular basis. So if you like robots, if you like zombies, definitely give Dead Mech a try. Again, it's jakebible.com and at Jake Bible on Twitter. Definitely give it a try. I'm really, really happy that I did. Thoroughly enjoying Dead Mech. The next audio drama that I listened to is called HG World, which is, again, another zombie story. Yes, it's a theme, I know. This one is done by 3015 Studios, which is www.3015north.com/goodmorningsurvivors, and they are at HG_world on Twitter. And HG World was actually the first zombie audio drama that I got into. I'm trying to think of how I found HG World. I really can't remember, to be honest with you, but it was the first. And there were, I don't want to say three, four, maybe, no, there were a lot. There were maybe six or seven, maybe eight episodes already published by the time I came on. And at first, I didn't like it at all. And I'm sitting there and I'm reading the description. It says it's a zombie audio drama, but the first four or five episodes were just this really kind of weird radio guy named Todd Rage talking about nothing. I'm like, nothing to do with zombies. And they were short. They were 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, maybe seven or eight at the most. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I couldn't figure it out. And I said to myself, well, you know, I was going to give up on it. And I said, well, you know, I haven't heard any zombies at all. Like, this is crazy. Like, all right. I said, all right, I will listen until the zombies come into play. And then once we get into play with the zombies, we'll make a decision then. And I am so glad that I sort of pushed through, and now that I pushed through those first initial four or five episodes, I really get what they were doing. They were setting up the main character who is a radio host named Todd Rage, and Todd broadcasts out of a small Pennsylvania valley where a new Walmart-like store opens up named HG World, and the story then progresses from just Todd talking about the goings-on of his life and the opening of this HG World store to all of a sudden now there's this massive outbreak of some killer thing and people are coming back to life and they're starting to eat people. You know, the zombie infection comes to the U.S. and eventually the infection comes to this small town in Pennsylvania. And the story starts to evolve from the small town in Pennsylvania to include other characters and other parts outside of the small Pennsylvania town. Does still take place inside that small Pennsylvania town, but it's a really, really fun show. The acting is pretty good. The story is very compelling. Again, there's sound effects and whatever, and it really, Age of the Zombies, Dead Mech, and HG World, they're all compelling to me because they really call back to the sort of the golden age of the radio drama. And I wasn't alive back then. I'm only 35 years old, thank God I don't remember those things. But, you know, I've heard them. You know, I've heard them before. I know how popular they were, and I think these are modern versions of those old radio dramas. And I really love them to death. I really, really do. Now, a few other audio dramas that I'm listening to, but I really won't go into too much detail on. Listening to King Solomon's Mines. Never read the original story. I've seen all of the movies and whatever that are sort of based on it, but never heard the original. So I'm listening to that. Listening to another zombie story called Dead Hunt about some cheerleaders and a couple football players that get caught up in a small Canadian town that becomes overrun with the living dead. And also listening to The Gearheart, which I haven't really gotten that far into, but it's I think it's like a crime noir steampunk story. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't listened to enough of it to really be able to tell you what it's about, but I know I've listened to enough of it that I like it and I want to listen to more. But it's more just a matter of I got to fit it into my rotation somewhere, because usually when I get these audio dramas, and it's something like The Gearheart is, the story is done. So it's just, you know, I downloaded every single episode and it just comes down to listening to the show, listening to the episodes, and if I like it, it just will overtake my iPod. It'll be buzz out loud in the morning, and then every other waking moment in the car that I can will be the story. So, you know, I kind of got to find the time to get into The Gearheart and listen to it, because, I mean, I have all the stuff there. It's ready to go. Now, all of these podcasts I downloaded from iTunes, but you can also find a bevy of free and or paid audiobook content on podiobooks.com. That's actually where I got King Solomon's Mine, and I just want to double check here the URL. Yeah, it's www.podiobooks.com, and you can search by the title, by the author, by a genre. It goes all the way from alternative history to young adult. In between, you've got fantasy, history, horror, romance, sci-fi, steampunk, and travelogue. So definitely check out podiobooks.com if you like the if you check out these audio drama podcasts and you say yeah I kind of like these shows, definitely go to podiobooks.com and check out the check out their selection there as well. It's definitely a awesome resource for all things audio drama and audiobook related. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show here. So the last category of podcast is everything else. And there's really only a couple things in here, so it should go pretty quick. I've been listening to a show called Exploration with Dr. Michiko Kaku, who is a theoretical physicist specializing in string theory, which is actually where I discovered him. It was a show on PBS about string theory, and he was the host. And I don't know what their release schedule is off the top of my head here. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Looks like it's every week, every 2 weeks, a new episode comes out. It's always about one topic. Topics have included nuclear power, earthquakes, going green. The most recent episode is, I think, about, it says it's about top secret nuclear accidents. So they're it's a science show, you know, that goes into a lot of detail. I mean, the guy is freaking smart as hell. I mean, he's a theoretical physicist specializing in string theory. That is a smart guy. But he's cool, too. So that's why I like him. The other podcast that I want to throw into here is another science show. It's called The Naked Scientists, and it's very smart people from Cambridge University in the United Kingdom who do a radio show that they record and then upload as an audio podcast. And again, sort of like Exploration, they generally focus on one topic a week, but they have many, many stories regarding that particular topic. Let's just see here. Previous topics have included the science of water security, talking about solar energy, solar power. They'll have an all question and answer episodes, once a month or every couple of months. They have, previous episodes have been on pollution and plastics, augmenting reality, astronomy, infertility. So, you know, they're really smart people. It is somewhat dry because they're British, and I don't think the British can really help being dry. That's just in their nature, I think. I like science-type stuff, so Exploration and The Naked Scientists really fit very well into that category. You'd be surprised how much I'm surprised how much I learn from the show and how often I want to bring it up in conversation. Oh, I heard this really cool thing about this and that and whatever, and, you know. So I definitely like The Naked Scientists as well, but despite the name, there is no nudity that I'm really aware of. So that's going to do it as far as my three main podcast categories of technology, audio, books, and everything else. And I hope that from listening to the way I talk about these podcasts, I hope you get the sense and the idea of how much I really enjoy listening to them and how they have inspired me to make the Dow of Tech podcast. They really are an inspiration to me, and they really they really motivate me. They really push me to do this, and I'm really happy that they're out there, and I'm really happy that they pushed me to make this podcast. So I want to thank you guys for listening. But before we go, I just a couple of notes and quick thanks. I want to thank the people at Audacity for making the recording software that I'm using. If you have any interest in recording any type of audio recording, check out Audacity. You can find it at http://// Audacity, Audacity, sourceforge.net. The intro music and the closing music was grabbed from podsafeaudio.com, which is at www.podsafeaudio.com, where you can get DRM-free, free license music to use in things like this in the podcast. The introduction music to the show is Schrodinger's Cat Paradox by Jay Jax. The closing music is Anhelos, the remastered version by Leechmaster. If you like the Dow of Tech and you want to find out more about me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Mark Prestash, MarkPrestash. And my Twitter feed is more of a live stream versus just a straight-up tech thing, so you'll get as much as you'll get tech in there, because you we'll get a pretty fair dose of that. There's also going to be stuff about me, my kids, my wife, my life in general, and things that bug me and whatever else. If you want to drop me a line the old-fashioned way, which is email, you can email me at daospotting@gmail.com. That is T-A-O-S-P-O-T-T-I-N-G @gmail.com. So once again, thank you for listening to the first episode of The Dow of Tech, which is a podcast about podcast Redux. I hope to hear from you guys soon, so please definitely, you know, give me a shout on Twitter or drop me a line at the email address. So until next week, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all later. Have a good one. Bye.